Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Joe Cocker, Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman, author of a number of books on putting your best foot forward, like Naked Truth About Marketing and Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches. She's got a blog series that she's been working on about how to tell stories. And Karen, speakforyourself.com, right, Karen?
Yes, sir.
Speakforyourself.com. Find the blog series there. Subscribe to her blog. You'll thank me later. Karen, thanks again for being here. We talked in the previous segment about things to not do when you're giving speeches, things to avoid when you're giving speeches. And then now let's talk to you. You've got some thoughts on things that we should do.
Right.
We were telling stories.
Our last series about what to avoid in telling stories, but there is a real art to telling a good story. And first of all, have you ever thought about this? Use dialogue. If your story involves people talking to people, don't say, "My mom was nervous to meet Einstein because my father gave her instructions to be quiet." Don't do it like that. Don't tell us, show us. So you could do this using a male voice. So here's my father, and you're a German version of Lucille Ball, but don't talk too much. If Einstein gets perturbed, he'll just stand up, walk away, and go back to work. And so there you go. I even got you to chuckle. I mean, it's a better way.
I loved your imitation there. But I was also thinking about my wife. She does that. She tries to channel my voice, you know, and try to get for emphasis, right? And also to be sarcastic. And I have to say, I don't sound like that.
Well. Okay, we won't go there.
But she makes her point, and you're right. I like the way you did that.
Okay, the second thing, interestingly enough, is to practice. And when can you practice telling a story out loud? Do it with a friend, or do it with your wife.
Role playing is one of the most underused skills.
People don't like the word role playing.
I don't care. I like it. It's been successful.
Don't call it role playing. Call it when you're taking a walk with a friend. I have a walking buddy, and we're just chatting, and I'll tell her some story that happened the day before, and then I'll think, ooh, maybe I can use that in my business.
I don't care what you call it. You need to do it.
But say it out loud and you ask yourself, does it make sense? Is it too long? Is it too short? Is there any point to this story? And that gets me to number three. It's huge. Figure out the moral of the story. What's in it for the listener, and share this. If you don't share the relevance, if there's no point to the story, then don't tell that story. It doesn't add to your conversation. Move the story forwards, another one. Ask yourself when you want to add in little sidebars, those tangents we talked about in our last segment, whether that extra info makes your story easier to understand. That's a way to figure out whether or not you include it or not. Let's just say I went on a cruise and something happens on that cruise ship that is relevant to the story, but I also say, but you know, sometimes I get sick on cruises because I get motion sickness. Mm-hmm. Well, why do I need to tell that information? That didn't move my story forward. Mm-hmm. It doesn't do anything to add to the story. So don't say that part. But on the other side of that coin, you do want to use some details, but not too many details. And you want to share what's needed, but include some details.
Haven't you been somewhere with someone who had the same experience you did, and they're telling other people the story about that experience, and you're thinking, this is going to be good. That was fun. This is good. And then they just won't leave. They make sure everything stays in. They won't leave anything out. And at the end, you say, they just kind of blew the story.
Right. So, but let's just say that this is a boring way of telling this story. Let's say I'm just going to grab this one. If you're telling a story about finishing cancer treatments, don't say, that was my brother's final radiation treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of boring, even though it's great that that happens. Or you could say, Mike walked out of a bad aqua blue treatment room and high-fived his doctor while singing, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've added in some little detail, bad aqua blue treatment room, but that's clever because we've all been in those rooms. Whatever health situation you might have mm-hmm. found yourself in, why do they always paint those rooms this very bad color? And it's clever. And so that's where you've added in a little bit of slice of detail, but it just makes your story pop.
Okay. Well, do you know, and I've got about 45 seconds. Talk to us mm-hmm. about when do you stick a story in? I mean, you don't just live your life talking to people with stories. You mix stories in with the conversation, right?
Yes, absolutely. You stick your story in when you realize that story is relevant and it helps make your point. And so it can go anywhere. It can go at the beginning, middle, or end, but it needs to go story, point, application, or application, point, story.
Mm-hmm. But shouldn't you have stories ready? Like if you're in sales,
yeah,
especially,
absolutely,
have
yes.
stories ready. Put them in, have a little sack of stories and pull one out as is necessary, which brings me back to my closing techniques. So you do the mm-hmm. same thing with closing, ladies and gentlemen. Karen, I need the website one more time, please.
SpeakForYourself.com.
You'll go there and check it out, folks, the blog, especially the blog. Karen, good job today. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.